This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BMA. Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will start with Drew, who's in Kennesaw. Hey, Drew.
Hey.
Hi, Drew.
Okay, my question is for both of you.
All right.
And I'll preface it by saying my daughter got a full academic scholarship to Alabama.
Nice.
What school would be the worst school for your kid to get a full scholarship based on your fandom?
Oh, man.
Thank you, Drew. I assume Drew's not a fan of Alabama.
He said it.
Yeah, the way that sounded.
Preferences by saying my daughter got a four. Right?
Which, by the way, congratulations to her.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like, I would not want my child to go to Florida. All right.
Fair enough.
Like, if my daughter or some of my kids got a full ride to Georgia Tech, that'd be freaking awesome.
That means they're a genius,
that
pretty
freaking
much.
That means they're freaking genius. Much as I can't stand some of them, I went away from all. From some of them damn dorks who want to be in my
mentions.
That's
the word
sometimes.
I was looking for with Sam Presti,
by the way. Some of them damn dorks who like to be in my mentions. Not all, because I like a lot of people that went to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
But
a lot of really nice people that went there.
Yes, but if my daughter, I would love her. But if she went to Florida, ugh.
Yeah, same thing with Oregon.
Ugh.
Like, also, that'd just be so random. Like, say we live here, right? And we live here all the way through high school. And then somehow Oregon's knocking on the door with an academic scholarship. Like, what's that about? Somebody's trolling me at that point. That's almost as far away as... Now, look, if she turns out to be a great athlete and Oregon wants to give her a full scholarship to play golf or softball or something like that, then it's like, all right, that's a great program. You know what I mean?
Right.
I understand why they recruit all over the place. I don't understand even how academic scholarships work. I was so far removed from anything like that when I was going to college. Like, do they recruit you? Or do you just apply to the school and then they're like, yeah, you can get in and we'll pay for all of it?
It's a little bit both.
Is it? Because, like, athletic scholarships, I understand.
Right.
Like, they come find you. You're very good at football or whatever. We want you to come here, and obviously we'll pay for you to go here because you're going to play for the football team. If you're really smart and you're going to get a full ride to go to Alabama, for instance, like our caller or something like that, are they got boosters coming to knock on your door? They're sitting down with mom and dad? How does that work?
Oh, no. I think
they got a lot of letters. Mackenzie was actually recruited by UGA and a bunch of other schools because she's on an academic scholarship. They recruit with letters and then invite you out. No, I don't think anybody came to the house.
But they really will recruit you, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They want you because they want you to make good grades to get those
phenomenal.
Numbers up.
Do you guys understand, because you guys have kids that are either in high school or just were, how are people having higher than 4.0 grade point averages now? Why has everybody got a 4.6
college-level class?
Days?
I asked the same thing because she graduated with like a 4.2. Like, how is that possible?
How is that possible?
So
that's better than four.
These classes they take that they get college credit in count for more than
the actual credit.
The credit.
Oh, so it's like cheating.
It's these AP
that's
classes.
Basically it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But all right.
I mean, the AP course.
I don't know why. It's still an A in high school.
Right.
A in high school.
Kai's an AP
100.
Student.
So you can. It's out of five. Then you get a bonus point for it.
Is that what it is? I don't.
Go to
like
next
that.
Caller, man. Yeah. I don't be no. I don't. I, like
I assume Kai's like
what
a 4.7 or something.
Yeah, because she took AP classes her last half of senior.
Okay,
year.
Got it. I took AP classes. I didn't get any extras.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
AP calculus.
Did you make A's in them?
No.
I think you got to make A's in them.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you got to make a grade.
Well, I got an A in AP biology. I got an A in AP biology.
Yeah.
I got a B in AP calculus.
I'm an AP class.
But like, okay, if an A is worth 5, shouldn't a B be worth 4?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I just said, no, is it?
I said, shouldn't it?
Oh, I think you said, is it? No.
Oh. Well, back then it wasn't worth anything. You could get some college credit, but that's if you passed the AP exam or something.
Did your baby take classes at the actual college?
During high school?
During high school, yeah.
No, there are basic classes in the core of the curriculum at UGA
that
she took at the school
West Georgia
she was going
for classes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Walter's in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
What's going on, fellas? So I took my lady to the movies last night, saw Mission Impossible. Did you guys get a chance to see it?
No.
Haven't seen it.
No.
Abe
had to see it. It's really good. I'm not giving no spoilers, but I'm using this to further fuel my argument to see if we can possibly get a remake of Blue Chips, mainly because they have a Naked Gun remake. And guess who's playing the main character?
Liam.
Liam Neeson,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like, that's weird as hell. Yeah. Like, why are we not? Again, I called earlier that, you know, put my bid in. Somebody said that I was foolish for it. I'm just saying I think we should really rethink this.
I'm with you.
Oh, I agree with that.
No, if we're just going to remake everything.
Yes, I agree with that.
Blue Chips was awesome, and it was about that part of the world before a lot of people talked about it.
Right.
Everybody that's all anybody talks about when they talk about college sports now.
It's the money.
It's NIL and money and all that kind of stuff. It seems like a reboot of Blue Chips would be great.
Yeah, but I saw the funniest thing this morning, and it was captioned by, there's nothing funnier, because believe me, I stopped using Facebook 5 years ago, or maybe longer than that, but they use these fake movie posters all the time, and somebody put it on. It was a Baby Boy remix. With Jody and Yvette and then their son.
Okay.
And so it's a Baby Boy remix. I was like, oh, okay.
Baby Boy 2?
Yeah. But, I mean, you see all of them all the time, the fake poster, fake movie
well,
posters.
Well, yeah, they got me with the Tyson thing.
I was like, oh, remember that? Wow. I was like, oh, I watched that. Yeah.
Okay. I thought I was ungettable.
Yeah, it's pretty fake.
They got me.
Yeah, it's pretty fake.
Tinker is in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker.
Hey, fellas.
Hello.
What up, Tink?
Oh, just driving through this frog strangler right now.
Yeah, man, it's bad out there.
You said you driving through what?
A frog strangler.
I assume
it's raining so hard it drowned a frog.
Oh, okay. I had never heard it myself. Context clues and I just pretended. That's a good one. I like that.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely a redneck, so it just rolls off the tongue. but we're finishing day up. Gonna have some tall boys with the boys up there later in Twin Peaks. But my question. Lately my old lady's been messing up. And it's a little concerning. And lately she's been admitting that I've been right.
Oh, hell.
And in a certain situation, she says she's sorry. Oh, and then I try to grab my phone and record her and get her to recreate that. And she gets real ticked off then. And I just didn't know if y'all have had those moments where all of a sudden you hear you're right and you about break your neck looking back at her going, what'd you say?
Yeah, man. It's
I'll tell you what my wife does when there's, because there's been a lot going on the last couple weeks.
Right.
So we just been scrambling trying to get everything done, big weekend, all that. After a few days of maybe like a slightly more like unusual behavior, mm-hmm. like not normal, mm-hmm. she'll send me a reel. That's sort of like, she just sent me
all
this one today.
The time.
She sent me this reel that says, me looking at my husband after I just acted completely insane
yes.
to make sure he still wants to be with me forever. So like that's how like, she'll, that's an apology.
All the time.
That counts as an apology.
All
I don't
time.
Know what she's apologizing for.
All
I have no idea
all
what happened.
The time.
But that's what it is.
Yes.
That's the modern apology.
Yep.
Let me send you
Let
a, I'm not going to say sorry,
yep.
but here's a reel that kind of says sorry.
Yep. And I'm right there with you, Tink. Like I don't never get a you're right about something. I will always get it'll be a real. It's definitely a real, or it'll be some way somehow to flip the script on the story where she's not to blame.
Right.
I'm not to blame either, but she's not to blame either. So I just,
it wasn't her.
It
that
wasn't
was
her,
arguing with you. It was,
even though it was, but it'll right. flip some way where it won't be her, but it started leaning towards me a little bit. So it's like, oh, okay. But
yeah, you might want to look into that, Tink.
Yeah,
like,
Tink,
I don't know.
Yeah, Tink, you better not eat no oatmeal tonight.
Yeah, you might. she might be holding something back
yeah.
for when she needs it.
Yeah, dog.
Norris is in Commerce. Hey, Norris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Norris.
I haven't really been caught up in the sports world as much as I'd like to be here recently, but
okay.
reading up on everything and getting caught back up today, I saw where they were entertaining trade packages for Kyle Pitts. It got my brain stirring and wondering, and this is just off the wall, of course, but you think that there's a package where you package Kurt and Kyle together and just
Have you been? Norris, Norris, stop.
I think Norris
been. Have you been talking to damn Abe?
I think Norris read our website.
Have you been talking to Abe?
Thank you, Norris. Thank you, Norris.
Have you been talking to Abe, Norris? Abe said that in my ear when Joe Patrick was on. Could they get a trade package for Kurt and Kyle?
Yeah, and then I saw I saw an article written that was tweeted out.
Yeah, let's be clear. It's not a real. Like, I made it very clear it's a joke wild theory.
Ass put Andy and Randy on the thing. And Abe Gordon.
I have to.
I'm glad you did.
The good articles and the bad.
I didn't want nobody thinking that was me and Andy that came up with that. All right?
Okay. Guilty by association I
Norris,
suppose.
Norris.
I didn't tag y'all.
Norris.
I found out about it.
I like Norris.
Someone tagged me.
I like Norris because he's honest. I ain't been around a sports a long time. Norris, that would never happen.
No.
Never in millions.
No. Now, not to rag on Norris, but let's take that to a place we took it off the air because you don't really see a lot of, like, two-player two guys from the same team traded to another team in the NFL.
No.
Normally it's one player for one player or one player for draft picks or something like that.
Exactly.
The multiplayer trades tend to be baseball or NBA-type trades.
Right.
I will also say that there aren't really, in my opinion, there aren't really any reputable reports out there about Kyle Pitts and trades.
Yes.
There's one guy who put it out there earlier today, and if you remember, he's the guy that got in a fight in line at Starbucks at the Combine earlier this year.
Yeah.
So if that's the guy you want to go with, that's
please,
on you.
Please stop tagging me, please.
Yeah, but I'm going to wait till somebody else a little bit more reputable reports that before we go with it. Ty is in Buckhead. Hey, Ty.
What's going on, fellas? Long time no speak.
Good to hear from you.
I need to get a copy of that reel for my wife because that'll never happen. I got three quick questions for you. Will the Braves have an all-star representative in the all-star game? And what's your favorite stick? Lately, I've been smoking the Blue Cohibas and the Fat Bottom Bettys. And the third one I have is, what's your go-to brown? I've been drinking a lot of Yellowstone lately, and that's just been really great.
Great.
So I'll just hang up and listen, and always great hearing you guys.
Thank you, Ty. Thanks for calling.
I thought about the All-Star this morning, and I was like, who would be the All-Star on this team constantly? I
mean, like today?
Today?
It would probably have to be Sale.
That's the first thing I thought of.
I
can't think of anybody else.
Maybe Riley, if he heats up a little bit more.
But I don't know.
Maybe.
Who's a better third baseman? Because it's a popularity contest anyway. Who's a better third baseman in the National League than Riley?
Off the top of my head, I can't.
Arenado? No.
No.
Not now.
Not right now, no. I don't know.
And he's hitting like 280. Riley is, so I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll have a couple. And the game's here.
Yeah. So they got to have somebody.
Yeah, they're going to have some guys.
Who goes in the home run derby is what the question is.
Oh, do you have to have a hometown?
No, but why wouldn't you? You have to. I mean, you don't have to.
If I'm sending a guy, I'd send Olson.
That's what I think. I go Matt Olson. Or maybe because, I mean, he was in last year, Ozuna.
Oh, he was?
Wasn't Ozuna
I don't even remember that. Was he?
Ronnie was in it pretty recently.
Huh?
Ronnie was in it
a couple years ago.
Ozuna wasn't in it?
He might have been. I just don't
know. And he took early exit. I think he didn't make it past first round, I think he might be right. Because his bat's so big, he got tired.
Yeah.
Favorite cigar?
Oh, I've been on them Perdomos lately, man. I don't know why. I got one from a partner, and I just been, like, constantly on the Perdomo.
I'm proud of myself that it lasted this long. Me and my brother finished off the bottle of Makers that Abe got me for Christmas last year. Finished that off on Saturday after we built the deck, so that was a good little celebratory there. And then I got Bo, because it was Bo's birthday earlier this week, I got him a bottle of something that I had never had before. So you have to tell me if it's any good. Brother's Bond.
I'll let you know.
The guy at the liquor store said it was good. Yeah. So I believed him.
I know the Bible.
He was convincing.
Four Roses.
Four Roses, good stuff.
Yeah.
Four Roses is good stuff. Yes. Nice and cinnamony.
I just thought it was
and
cool.
I know he likes that. I know he likes that. So I just get Four Roses.
Spice.
Yes.
Because we're like brothers.
Yes. Four Brothers.
Brothers Bond.
We have a bond. Vernon is in Roswell. Hey Vernon.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
So I've got a question for the both of y'all, and it's about the Atlanta Braves.
All right.
So my question is, it doesn't really feel like they have like a leadership role, like nobody's taking that leadership position. What is something that they could do to fill that void?
I don't know.
Thank you, Brennan.
I think, because, I mean, that's something that people could constantly throw out. There's no leader in the clubhouse and everything like that.
Right.
I don't think a leader makes you play consistent. I don't. I don't think a leader, I don't think an individual makes your players play better.
No, I think better players make better you play players, better.
Yeah, exactly.
I think some of the guys that have left, we've sort of like tagged them. And I'm sure Freddie had a leadership role Freddie, in the locker room because he's been there for a long time.
You guys like that.
Yeah. But I also don't, I think Ozzie Albies has been among the leaders in the locker room for years. And I think that he should be, and he's viewed
Austin,
that way.
Austin Riley, I mean, I think, I just, the, like, leadership, it, don't get me wrong, it's very important. I don't want to say it's not. I don't want to gloss over it. But they're not where they are because there's no leadership.
I don't think so. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
I'm with you on that. But if I had to pick one of these guys to be a leader, like, I'm going to say, all right, you're the leader now. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Michael Harris. He gets to be the leader now.
Okay.
Lead us.
Lead us to the promised land, Michael.
Lead us, Michael. Lead us to the promised land.
Yeah, that's all I can think of. I'm not saying it's overrated, but to me, I don't view this team as struggling because there's
no leader. That's not why. Yeah. We're trying to – that's what we do when the team isn't as good as we think they're going to be, and there's other reasons for it than that. And we've tried to explain them this week. We don't know. They're trying to figure it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hopefully they'll sweep the Red Sox this weekend. We'll all feel better about it on Monday. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The phrase, been up in Portuguese, has been with you today.
This is kind of related to that. Randy said he wants to be a pleasure source.
Yeah, man. Make sure everybody's loved.
$1 million would buy a whole lot at Klondike Bar. Your travel tips from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Yeah, not only that, he doesn't want to have a surgery named after him. He wants to have a pleasure source named after him.
Our very beloved Andy Bunker, possibly a spicy white.
It's a possibility.
Hey, no, I'm not.
Hey, real quick, y'all be safe out there, man. It is coming down. Also, we want to send love to our listeners and all the people down in Henry County. Tornado came through there, man. So we want to show y'all that we love y'all. Y'all be safe this weekend, man.
Talk to you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.